Order, order.
Back to politics as usual in the House as National and Labor shrugged off the Pike River coal mine disaster to slug it out across the chamber in Wednesday's general debate. Leading Labor's attack, Pete Hodgson's weapon of choice was National's embarrassment over the resignation of their former Women's Affairs Minister.
Pansy Wong went offshore and broke international travel rules, confessed to doing so.
Leading National's response, Nick Smith taunted Labor with the result of the Mana by-election.
To quote what they said, we won, you lost, eat that. And I think that arrogance and frankly that speech that we heard from Pete Hodgson shows Labor has learned absolutely nothing since their defeat in the 2008 election.
Back to Pete Hodgson, who after establishing that Pansy Wong had been on 10 official overseas trips in her 2 years as a minister, put this question to the Prime Minister.
Did it ever occur to him that the Minister of Women's Affairs and Minister of Ethnic Affairs travelling this calendar year to the USA, Hong Kong, China, China, Australia, China, Japan, and would have been India, would have been a little on the high side?
Answering for the Prime Minister, his deputy, Bill English.
Well, Mr. Speaker, it all depends on your relativities. We could easily go through the list of Labor members travelling. The fact is that among these trips.
Mr. English said Pete Hodgson should wait to read a report on the Minister's travel, getting support from the Speaker, Lockwood Smith.
And that's not unreasonable. I'm just suggesting to the House that's not unreasonable given that the matter is being looked into. Because in this House, ministers have to respond to what they're responsible for, and they're not responsible for digging into private affairs of members. That is very clear.
But Labor's Trevor Mallard insisted that one responsibility the Prime Minister had was for administration of the rules in the Cabinet Office Manual.
And, sir, if ministers are doing private business when they are on official ministerial trips, he doesn't have to dig. If he is aware of that, he's aware of a breach and he should have acted.
Lockwood Smith disagreed.
Well, the member may be overlooking the fact he's no longer in cabinet. He's now back in this House. And the members are, this is the House of Representatives, where members ask ministers about matters that are their responsibility. The cabinet manual is a matter for the Prime Minister in dealing with his ministers. But it's the issue for which the Prime Minister is accountable to this House is whether or not he has confidence in those ministers.
But the Speaker accepted Trevor Mallard's request that he reconsider his ruling.
Yeah, I'm very happy to look into it further, and I'll certainly come back to the member if I have erred in the matter.
Labor also used question time to dispute National's claims to have provided more police, with questions for Police Minister Judith Collins from her Labor shadow, Clayton Cosgrove.
Was Deputy Commissioner Viv Rickard correct when he confirmed to the Law and Order Committee in public session this morning that as at September 2010, the current government had contributed just 30 new police officers nationwide since it came into government? Was he correct?
Honourable Judith Collins.
Mr. Speaker, that is not in fact what Deputy Commissioner Rickard said.
The Honourable Clayton Cosgrove. Order. Order. I've called the Honourable Clayton Cosgrove.
To the Minister. Does she stand by her statement to the House on 11 November 2010, quote, this government is putting in 600 extra police, unquote, given that Deputy Commissioner Viv Rickard confirmed to the Law and Order Committee this morning in public session that not one single officer as at June 2009 had been funded by the current government, therefore, and 333 of the 600 police she refers to were actually funded by the previous government.
The Honourable Judith Collins.
Mr. Speaker, that member is again wrong.
Order.
We promised, the National Party promised, that we would in fact deliver 600 extra police by the end of next year, and we will. We have already delivered over 380 police. The previous Speaker, the member who's just resumed his seat, might have promised them, but we delivered them.
And in response to a question to him as chairman of the Māori Affairs Committee, National's Tō Henare revealed that the committee had received 4,178 submissions on the replacement legislation for the Foreshore and Seabed Act, with 522 asking to be heard in person. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.